Hello, 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 everybody. I wanted to thank you all for listening to Emo Girl Chronicles. I get so happy when I see a new listen, just because it's like fun and beautiful to see like people support me in all my crazy endeavors. I think that I really like to be creative and I like to try literally everything. And I really like this right now, and I really like people supporting me, you know? I like the comments and you guys like texting me about like what you think and all that stuff. So thank you, honestly, for so much support. Makes me really happy. And one of the requests was a little jingle, a little intro and an outro. So I need a DJ. And I do have a budget. So if you know somebody, let me know. Contact me through my DMs. And we can get like a little song going. Then the response was like whole different sides of the spectrum, I would say. The more popular one was kind of like, I didn't know about all this. Like, what do you mean? Tell me more. So, and that was kind of like what my brunch was about with my bestie. We didn't talk since the last time that me and my ex were like happy and like together, but not, you know. It's just kind of always been a problem, this whole like together, but not. And that's because I just didn't trust him, because my trust, my security comes from like, I don't know, spending more time together. We started our relationship hanging out every single day. So when you kind of take that away, it's like, whoa, what changed? And just like this trust kind of left. It was always just like exclusive between us, but I don't know. I didn't really question it. I just didn't really like it. I didn't like the how he pulled back. Because then other times he'd like give me everything I wanted. You know, like really nice dates together. And then he'd pull back. So yeah, that was one of the comments. Like, this hot and cold, Joyce, he deserved more. Well, I was talking to my mom about this, and I kind of sprinkled it in into my last podcast, but she says that we should all be more flexible in our expectations with people. For instance, me and my sisters kind of constantly, just because we talk so much and we just mean so much to each other, we kind of always run into this. It's like, we each have expectations for how we should be treated by this person. So like, I have an expectation for my sister to show up for me in this way, X, Y, Z. My sister has an expectation for me to show up as an aunt to her kids in the ways of A, B, and C. And she has those expectations because when she was growing up, that's how she felt most loved by our aunts. Meanwhile, I felt the most loved when they were showing me X, Y, and Z. So that's what I focus on, you know? And it doesn't mean like we don't love each other at that level, like at different levels. I would say it's the same level, you know, with every single person. My aunts love me just as much as I love my niece and my nephews, right? Like, we just show it in a different way. And me and my ex, we didn't get... I said I love you once. It was really cringe. I never said it again because it was, like, traumatizing. I couldn't really commit to it, but I literally haven't said it in 10 years. So saying it in a cringy way is progress enough, you know? So in the future, I'm excited that like I'm capable of it. It like ignited this little thing in me, like, wow, I can love a new man. So I'm happy about that. But if we were to show, if it's not love, I guess just how much we care about each other. Because he never said it back. But because I said it in such a weird way. I was just like, love you, bestie. Like, what is he going to say? Love you, girl. Like, what? I know. I'm so cringe. And I just like, why did I want a relationship so bad if like these things were like scary to me? Do you guys think that like when you're, maybe like when it's new, like it's just always going to be scary. Like when you're really putting yourself out there, it's just always going to be scary. Because that kind of checks out too. But anyways, if we were to show each other that we cared about each other, it was definitely in different ways. And some ways that he showed me how much he cared about me, like, just kind of like, if I were to open up about something, it was, his response was just kind of always uplifting. So a lot of people are like that, but not everybody. You know, sometimes when you open up to somebody, they like automatically talk about themselves and how like they kind of went through the same thing, and that's really validating. Like it feels good that you're not the only one that went through something like that. Other people, when you open up to them, they kind of like shit talk the person that let you down, or like they're like, oh, it's good that it didn't work out with your last car or something, or like it's good that it didn't work out with your last job because of X, Y, and Z. But when you take the uplifting approach, it was interesting. Like I was just constantly uplifting myself too. So I was uplifting myself when I was like happy, and when I was sad and I turned to him, he was uplifting me. So a lot of that time, it was really good times. Because when I let myself down and like, you know, I wasn't feeling good, like he would make me feel good again, you know, and believe in myself and kind of remember what's important to me. And what's important to me is like inner harmony, just like actually being happy with life and like with who I am. So that's something I really liked about him. Another thing that I really liked was kind of like the pushing yourself to advance in your career. We both started our careers, new careers, within days of each other. And like the day that we met was the day that I got my offer, and the day that he, I think, put in his counter offer, or they accepted his counter offer like on a Monday, and we met on a Friday. So on that Friday, I was like, and I was really thinking about doing a counter offer. And he's like, oh, you definitely should. And we were looking at our LinkedIn's, and he's like, you should do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And put in my counter offer, got my counter offer. We started our jobs within days. We started like minutes from each other. I think that both of us, like, they're really small offices, so you're just kind of automatically friends with people, but we also, like, have, like, breakfast together, lunch together if, like, it's not a good day, and I don't know, that type of stuff is hard to let go of, but if I'm gonna be honest, you guys are gonna kill me, you're gonna roll your eyes, and be like, oh my god. Don't click off of the podcast. Don't. Hear me out. I couldn't meet up with him because I'm just not at the friend vibes yet. Like, I was so afraid I was going to start crying, or I'd see a text or something and I'd be sad about it. And I don't want to be sad. So I'm avoiding that. And I can tell, I can kind of like, I don't know, kind of think I'm a little bit of a hypocrite for getting mad at him for bowing when I bowed on seeing him for like a breakfast, a lunch, but I just can't do it yet. So I didn't. And actually, he has a lot going on in his life. So I don't even want to, like, talk feelings or, like, I don't know. I don't know. I got to give him grace. There's just a lot happening. So that's not happening. He's not coming on this trip, and I am bringing my friend, and that'll be fun. So that's not on that. For my next podcast, I want to bring on my mom because of just like how much she's kind of shaped me and like my thoughts, my train of thoughts, if you know what I'm saying. I really want her to talk to us because if you don't know her, she lost her vision when she was 30 and she's now like, I don't know, it's been 20 plus years. It was when my little sister was, when she was pregnant with my little sister. And so my mom for 30 years could see, but for the last 20 plus years, she can't see. So I don't know, living both lives in like formidable years. Is it formidable? In years that really like change your life and kind of shape you. I guess I would say that life is always shaping you. Literally every single day, you're just growing. Like that's just life. But she has a lot of perspective and she, I don't know, she has empathy for all different types of sides and just kind of giving people the benefit of the doubt. And when we're talking about relationships, which is like my favorite subject, I think giving people the benefit of the doubt is kind of giving yourself the benefit of the doubt. Like when I have this one friend that would be kind of vicious with this ex, she would straight up be like, he doesn't like you. He never liked you. Like, if he doesn't want to date you, he doesn't like you. Move on. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Like, if he tells me he likes me, he likes me. And I believe that because I'm very likable. I'm a cutie. And I'm sweet. And I'm funny. And I'm successful. Like, I'm not a little couch potato. You know, that like, I don't know. There's a lot to me. Of course he likes me. I'm giving myself the benefit of the doubt. So yeah, I'm going to have her on in the next podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about how she got to Elba. I wonder who she followed. I feel like she followed my grandpa, but she wasn't born here. She was born in Mexico. So we're going to learn that origin story. And then we're going to talk about her and dad, because her and my dad had the same type of relationship. Like, she wasn't the priority, and they've been married for like 35 years or something crazy. So there's that. And yeah, I just wonder like if she noticed any differences in the last 20 years versus like the first 10 of like being married to him, you know? So it's going to be really interesting. She does not know English, but I will translate like as soon as she finishes, you know, her thoughts. So that's going to be one of the episodes where you just got to like stay with me and be like, what's the word? Like accepting of cultures, you know? Not just because it's another language means that it's not for you. There's going to be translation. So yeah, that'll be a good episode. I want to end this one with a, am I the asshole? This is going to be a new little segment. Have you guys heard of this before? It's basically a story that could be like polarizing. Like it could be like a really hot take. Like of course you're the asshole, or no, this person's crazy for thinking that you are. So this one is about Disney adults. If you're a Disney adult, don't get mad. It's okay. I'm not coming for you. and it's going to be fine. Okay? So, don't take anything personally when I'm on my podcast. Okay? So, this is two sisters. One of them, she's letting her sister borrow her backyard and her barn for her wedding. The other one is the one that's getting married, right? Okay, so it says, my husband and I are what you would call Disney adults. We used to work for the parks in college and met there. For us, it has sentimental value as well as being something we both loved from childhood. Now we are conscious to not be those Disney adults. We can hold conversations outside the movies and parks. We both work well-paying jobs unrelated to the company. We have other hobbies and interests. Anyway, we live in a renovated farmhouse on a bit of land that includes a barn that we finished, with hopes to make it a guest house one day. In the meanwhile, we've had a relative get married here and it was gorgeous. Now my sister wants to get married on our property and we are all for it. Everything's been planned for months and the wedding is in June. It's set to be outside completely, but if it rains, we can move the party into the barn. The only reason a guest would have to go in our house is to use the bathroom, which I would say is, of course, going to happen multiple times by every single person. We have two on the first floor. The only Disney items are Winnie the Pooh hand towels. I told my sister I'd replace them with regular ones. However, she wants me to take down everything Disney on the first floor of my home, as guests will see. We have a lot of Disney items, pictures, paintings, blankets, Funko Pops, decorations, figurines, dishware, all made for adults. And a lot of it is subtle or vintage, but you can still tell it's Disney. One, this would be a massive undertaking. It's not as simple as shoving stuff in a closet. We'd have to pack it up and find a place to store. The sheer amount would require at least 2 hours of packing. That's crazy. Not to mention storage and unpacking after. Two, it's ridiculous to me. Who cares if people see? She says it looks tacky and she doesn't want people to remember her wedding for that. I told her no. We're decorating the house and the barn. We're letting her use our property for free. She keeps bragging to her friends that she's saving them a ton. She's saving a ton. When our husband and I stood firm, but she whined to her parents who told us to grow up and take it down. So, first, why do you have so many things that it takes you 2++ hours to pack that up? Like, that's very interesting, and I'm curious. It probably will be memorable. It probably will be. But if your guests are really worried about your sister's house when they're at your wedding, like, Jesus. I mean, is that like a boring wedding? Like, you're in and out. It's a bathroom. But I would really suggest, I would go with, if I'm not spending the money on the barn, I'm spending the money on really nice bathrooms, like portable bathrooms. And make people remember that. Like, you could totally make those look nice and however you want to decorate them. A lot of the time they come nicely decorated too, with toiletries and perfumes and lotions and all that. So that's, I think, the fix, the glaring fix. But I think this girl just doesn't want to spend money. And the way that she went to her parents, that's childish, right? Like, if you're worried about this Disney stuff, like, you going to the parents is childish too. So, yeah, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about Disney adults? What do you guys think about having so much Disney stuff that it takes you 2++ hours to pack it up? And what do you think about the bride? What should she do? That's all for today. Next episode is going to be me and my mom, the origin story. And thank you so much for listening. Please find me a DJ. We need an intro and an outro. And I'm so happy that you're here. And I appreciate you all. And I love you guys. And goodbye.